A Party for the Geese, written by Kenneth Freed, illustrated by Joan Autrell. Each summer, the Glendale Street families held a big party. On a bright June day, everybody gladly marched to Blake Pond. Men carried large boxes filled with cold drinks. Women carried big baskets and bags filled with lunch, plates, cups, forks, and knives. Children carried gear for playing games. The pond looked peaceful. Soft breezes ruffled leaves. Ducks floated on the pond. Big, loud geese waded in the water. "Let's play a game," Jeff Sanders suggested. "We've got plenty of people for two teams." "We can leave lunch on the tables," Mrs. Perez said. "I'm not playing," Mrs. Wong said, "so I will set up the tables." The neighbors played a lively game. One team scored 6 runs. The other team scored 7 runs. "I'm starved," Kelly Wong finally yelled. "It's lunchtime." Men, women, and children quickly went back to the tables. Then everybody saw a strange sight. Mrs. Wong stood near the tables looking unhappy. Crackers and loaves of bread lay nearby. 7 geese honked loudly. Everybody spoke at the same time. "What happened? What's going on? Where's lunch?" Mrs. Wong laughed. "It looks as if wild wolves chased me, but it was really just these geese," she said. "Let me tell you what happened. I was just taking bags of crackers and loaves of bread to the tables. 7 geese came running, honking loudly. More followed them. I tripped over the geese. I waved bags to make them leave, but then a bag broke. Crackers and bread tumbled out. I got upset, but those silly geese seemed really happy." Everybody laughed. Mrs. Wong felt fine. They still had plenty of lunch for everybody. "I think Mrs. Wong has been really helpful," Mr. Perez said. "Now those geese can have their own meal. They will let us enjoy our party." The families ate salads, chicken, potatoes, pickles, peaches, and apples. Everybody enjoyed lunch. After eating, the neighbors watched the geese. They seemed to enjoy parties, too.